Tonight, in Chapter 4 of Zorbo's Revenge, the former Emperor of the Universe momentarily excuses himself from the company of his growing team of villains to attend an unexpected event. He sits unnoticed amidst an audience of a business conference at the luxurious Long Neck Corporation headquarters on Treton 5. To thunderous applause, a tall, spotted, sophisticated figure emerges atop the stage. The renowned heir to the Long Neck Corporation, Baron von Long Neck himself.
What a racket. How great could this Baron von Long Neck possibly be? Tall men with inherited wealth, they have it so easy. Is that a giraffe?
Honored guests, I offer you a warm welcome to the Long Neck Corporation, where dreams are possessed, funded, and advertised into fruitful realities. Today, we are here to talk about a product that will change the face of not just Treton 5, not just the galaxy, but the universe as we know it. And while I hate to leave you all in suspense, I believe that the best way to unveil this product would be to have one of you experience it for the first time right here on stage. Might I have a volunteer from the audience? Anyone?
Oh, my goodness, what claptrap. Hurry up and get this presentation over with so I can accost this mammalian baron about my plan.
So many eager volunteers to choose from. Ah, yes. The robed gentlefolk with the exposed brain chamber. You look like a person of fine product testing capabilities. Could I persuade you to join me on stage?
I can handle anything. Though I'm usually the one testing my own products of destruction. I suppose I can make an exception.
I am so pleased to have you demonstrate the Long Neck Corporation's latest and greatest innovation, which definitely exists and will be unveiled in just a moment. But before we start, your name is...
You claim not to recognize me, Baron von Long Neck. Thank you for allowing me to introduce myself to the willing subjects of your audience. I am the one, the only... The great blast! What happened to the lights? The audience. Has the curtain fallen?
Now that we're alone, I know who you are, Dr. Zorbo. You're a prestigious man, one admired by many of our galaxy's wealthiest players. Your recent defeat to Captain Cosmos lowered your stock value, but... We can run an advertising campaign to fix that.
My stock value? Explain yourself at once, you insipid camel leopard!
The truth is, Dr. Zorbo, I know more about you than you would ever like me to know.
What is this? I can hardly... Photographs? How did you get these?
No one can hide the secrets from my agents. They're extremely well paid. Now, Dr. Zorbo, unless you want these photographs of you broadcast across the universe, you will agree to sign a 10-year unpaid contract with us. I'm offering you a chance to go down in history as the Long Neck Corporation's chief celebrity icon. Or as the disgraced criminal that you are.
No. I'm not made to serve a galactic megacorporation. I'm made to rule the universe as a genius, Dr. Zorbo, a free agent. But those photographs would screw me.
We will squeeze every drop of material value out of you, Dr. Zorbo, and when you are stone dry, we will put a filter on you and make the consumer see an oasis.
The cornered Dr. Zorbo wrings his hands, synapses firing into overdrive as he cogitates a way out of this corporate conundrum. Soon he realizes that the charismatic wiles of the calm, towering creature have completely distracted him from his original plan. He has something to offer this megalomaniac, something far more symbiotic than his servitude.
You know, Baron, I believe I have a better offer for you. It's the reason I came here, after all. If the Long Neck Corporation were to fund a project, say, oh, I don't know, a starship strong enough to reclaim my dominion over the universe, that would make for some fantastic press for your corporation, don't you think?
A new project? Our idea room has gotten rather stale recently. You have my attention, Dr. Zorbo. Perhaps we could be partners. Why don't you give me your pitch?
With that, Dr. Zorbo and the industrious Baron von Longneck got to work forming a perilous business partnership. Perilous for Dr. Zorbo, now facing the signature line of a 2.3 billion page contract. But even more perilous still, for Captain Cosmos, who is yet to confront the indomitable power of the now-funded Star Mangler. Who else will Dr. Zorbo recruit before this terrifying project is finished? Find out on the next episode of Zorbo's Revenge.